So in Bhagavatam, almost in every canto, there are stories about lust and becoming tempted by women. And especially if you want children to read the Bhagavatam or read it, then it just doesn't seem appropriate for children to read this kind of things. So there are two different things over here. One is, the Bhagavatam is not primarily meant for children. Children can also read it. See, at that time, you have to understand the original purpose of the Bhagavatam is to help Shukadeva Goswami fix the mind on Krishna, to help Parikshit Maharaj fix the mind on Krishna. And the sexual attraction, when the Bhagavatam talks about women, it is not only talking about women. Bhagavatam says that for a man, woman is a temptation, for a woman, man is a temptation. So the idea is that that which is the greatest temptation in this world, that is the greatest distraction for fixing the mind on Krishna. And the Bhagavatam is repeatedly speaking about that, so that Parikshit Maharaj, whatever little distraction might happen because of the temptation, he will not. And he and all of us, we can focus the mind on Krishna. So the purpose is not to just talk about these stories, but to, through these stories, remind us of how forceful a distraction can happen in one's life because of lusty desires, and therefore one should be cautious about them. That's the point of the Bhagavatam. When the stories come, they are also, so you know, sometimes you tell me, do this, like a doctor may take this medicine, this will happen, you get cured. The doctor may also say, if you don't take this medicine, this will happen. So by both ways, by affirmative and by negative, both ways the same mess point is being said, take the medicine. So like that, the Bhagavatam shows by fixing in Krishna that how wonderful Krishna is, Krishna's pastime is so wonderful. But along with that, if you don't fix the mind in Krishna, you get attracted by lower desires, and the consequence of lower desires are also talked about. So it's both ways, they are the purpose the same. Fixing the mind in Krishna. And now, specifically with respect to children. Now we as adults, now we can actually decide that some stories may not be appropriate at that age to hear. Like Srila Prabhupada even said that if we hear the Rasleela and if we start thinking that Krishna and the gopis are like ordinary boys and girls, and by hearing about Rasleela we get agitated. Prabhupada said, you don't need to hear it. No, don't hear it right now. Later on when you are purified, you understand it better, you can re-hear it at that time. So like that, now we are not disrespecting the Rasleela. Rasleela is very sacred. We appreciate its sanctity, but at the same time, realize this may not be appropriate for me right now. So like that, if you find some stories in the Bhagavatam which you feel are inappropriate for children, you may skip those stories and you can read other stories. At the same time, I would say that that is not really necessary, because we live in a hypersexualized culture today. So even if we want to protect our children, how much can we protect? There are advertisements, there are movies, there are talks about us in school also now, there's sex education also over there. So we can see the Bhagavatam's description of these stories is also a kind of sex education. See, what people do in today's sex education is that they are actually talking about, you know, how you can do sex safely. That is their idea. Sex education means, you know, this can happen, and therefore don't do this, but do this. But their idea of sex education is, they don't talk about the dangers of sex itself. They talk about the dangers of certain unsafe forms of sex. And often in that process, they actually trigger people's imagination all the more. No, you can do like this, you can do like that, and this is not to be done like this, but this can be done like that. It makes people imagine all the more. So what the Bhagavatam is doing is, it is actually talking about lust and sex, but it is talking about it in a way that it depicts the consequences. Right, if you do this, this is what happens. This is what happens. And that way, they serve as cautionary tales. So, in today's hyper-sexualized culture, you know, such cautionary tales can actually be helpful. So, we may think, my children are protected, but the culture is such that they get a lot of influences. So in that sense, we may not use certain specific words which might be in the Bhagavatam which may feel are inappropriate. But I think the stories themselves are not that objectionable. The stories can actually be helpful. But nonetheless, if you feel that the stories are inappropriate, you can tell other stories from the Bhagavata. Okay?
Hare Krishna.